Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for January the 14th, 2024. And we are continuing on in the trilogy of a man I don't know. His name is Craig. He has written me a very, very long list of I guess, questions that he thinks are very important to him, and I'm sure they are, but we're going to look at them in little segments. So I answered his first question yesterday about the whole idea of finding the meaning of his life, and I talked about the presence of significance that lives in all of us. And when we do anything out of this presence of significance, then everything has meaning. And I tried to help him with that. Hopefully I did. Here is the second part of that question. He wants to know, he said, I want to know why I'm here. I don't understand. This all seems so futile. Everything I do gets undone, he said. Everything I do doesn't last long. Everything I do changes all the time. Why am I here? And then he goes into some other things. We'll do more of Craig's list, as I will call it, and see what we come up with. I was watching a little documentary on George Harrison and what turned him to be a Hare Krishna. Now, I have lived in India. I know the Hare Krishnas. I've been aware of them. And I don't know. I mean, you have to be of a certain mentality to be a Hare Krishna. They people want these answers. And they look for gurus, and they look for people who will give them the answers that their intellectual prowess can understand and accept. So that, to me, really isn't understanding. That really isn't stretching myself very far. If I can only hear the answers that I am willing to hear, and that's the way it goes within myself, that's all I can do, all I can think, then I haven't grown very much. I've just added to the collection of my my thoughts. And I had a philosophy. People, Craig, who are really maturing past their body and mind, are really entering into the process of an awakening, do not collect philosophies. They do not collect thoughts that create philosophies. They just don't do it. That would be ridiculous. So, in other words, you ask a question, why am I here? I could give you a dozen reasons why you are here, but they would only be out of my experience of myself. And I don't want to do that to you. I really don't. This is something you have to realize for yourself. You have to, so to speak, live into the answer of this. Instead of wanting a clear-cut idea as to why you are here and to make that the regimen of your life, to make that the reason for your living, which is really ridiculous, you have many, many reasons for being here. Many, many. And to go into the philosophy of them would be to take away the meaning of your existence here. It would be confusing the issue to such a degree that you wouldn't be able to live your life very well because you would want a philosophy. And why do I need a philosophy for my life? Why can't I be in the experience of my life and become aware, not indulgent of wanting my thoughts to bring about or purport to me some sort of logic and reasoning for what I do and what I am and where I'm going and what is happening, but to look at my life and to begin to see the proportions of it, the dynamics of it, to understand the way it operates. And if I can understand the way it operates for me, then my questions are all answered, and yours would be too, of why am I here? If I give you a why am I here answer, then you have one more thing you have to overcome within you, because you'll think, well, Greg said this, and And Harry said that, and, you know, and you'll go on the internet, knowing the way most people work, and try to find a philosophy and a religion that correlates to your mental acuity and your emotional acuity, and that would be ridiculous. Our life does not revolve around the human. Now, this is something that might help you. If you only live according to the dictates of your body, the impulses of your body, what your body can purport to you, if you only live in the confines of your body, then you will find that you have a very limited point of view about the life that you live, which we discussed yesterday in looking for meaning in your life. If you can go past the idea of having a meaning that suits your genetic heritage, your genetic traits, your genetic acuity, if you can go beyond the physicality of your life and start to realize that there is something within you that has been ignored. If you find that essence that has been ignored, and instead of living your life in accordance with logic and reasoning that you have been given through inheritance of your biology, if you can go beyond that, if you can look at all the craziness of this world and the things that make up this craziness in this world, if you can do that, then you have something very special. Something unique. You will find the pearl of great price, the treasure that is buried within you. But you have to get beyond the confines of a mind that is only perpetuated by the impulses of the body and its emotionality. Once you have achieved this, once you are willing of this, that is when something of a greater nature can overtake you. Something authentic can be realized within you. But until then, all you're doing is collecting philosophy. And everybody's presence here on this earth has a different significance to it. And when we look at that significance, and George Harrison, he just couldn't get it. He wanted answers. Why am I here? Why do we do the things we do? What is our purpose? Blah, blah, blah. All these things. He had too many complications in his life to be able to have that kind of answer. He was a very complicated person, and he had a lot of things going on in his life, business things, work things, his music and all of that. That got in front of him, and that's all he could see, and he was trying to find a meaning in the things that were going on in his life that his mind could not assemble a meaning to. He wanted someone to tell him what that meaning was and what that purpose was and why he was here. And that is the wrong attitude to have. He would have had to, if he was really serious, which I don't think he was, I think he would have had to withdraw from everything, and he would have to live alone and really watch what is going on within him and realize what was happening to his life and what the meaning of his life was. But he wasn't going to do that because he was famous and he was emotionally hooked on his own legend, as it was, his own theory of himself. So people who don't want to find out what they really are go for a philosophy that fits their mentality, and then we just go around and around in a circle, never really finding the answers that we think we wanted answered because we're so busy answering them ourselves. Huh. There you go. Hope that helps. Craig, we'll come back to you, I promise. Your other questions are significant as well, and I would love to talk about them. Thank you all for listening. Be back again next week. And as always, please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.